Wow. Hey, y'all. Welcome to Diamond and Silk Chit Chat Live. I'm your host, Silk, and you are my co-host, my Diamond Dream Team. And as Diamond would always say, it takes a team to build a dream. So I want you to stop what you're doing right now. Yes, yes, yes. Be sure to like and share this broadcast and this podcast. That's right. I want you to share it, share it, share it, share it everywhere, and let them know that Silk is on the air. That's right, you all. That's what I want you all to do. Don't forget to download the Frank Speech app, the Frank Social app. It's two different apps and it's absolutely free. Download it so that we can stay connected, y'all, because they're coming after us. They hate the fact that we have another way to counteract their lie and their propaganda. They hate it, okay? So they're coming for us, but we want to be ye also ready. So go ahead and download your Frank Speech app and your Frank Social app, okay? If you have any questions, email them, diamondandsilk@gmail.com, diamondandsilk@gmail.com. Shout out to everyone joining me live there on Rumble. Shout out to your darling Getter Live, Frank Speech Live, all of the different places that's joining me there in the chats. I see the chats are blowing up. Hey, baby. Hey, how you doing? Hey. Thank you all for being here. Shout out to Lindell TV, RSBN Network, CTA TV, the Stripes TV, the Blessed News Network, and to Eagle News Network, to all of the different networks that's carrying the Diamond and Silk Chit Chat Live show on your platform. Shout out to you. Shout out to you. Shout out to you. That's right. To you all, the show is sponsored by MyPillow.com. Yes, yes, yes. MyPillow.com. Use promo code Diamond. You all make sure you get the MyPillow 2.0. Get the MyPillow 2.0. It's imperative that you get the MyPillow 2.0 with that cooling technology. Now, you know, we got the summer about to come on in, and you got some women out there about like Sylvia have the hot flashes every now and then, and some more than others. And I'm talking to my real chicks that's legit, okay? I'm not talking to the chicks with the side stick or the kickstands. I ain't talking to y'all, all right? Because you're actually mentally ill and confused. I'm talking to my chicks that's legit, that have a little hot flash every now and then when you get into your 50s or what have you. Mm-hmm. That pillow, oh, let me tell you something. Y'all could be laying like this right here, and then all of a sudden I can flip that pillow over and it's so cold and cool and I just melt away. I absolutely love it. So you got to have you a My Pillow 2.0 is what you're going to have to do. Okay. All right. Don't forget about the My Coffee at mystore.com. I always say that the best part to waking up is not being woke, but being awake with my coffee. All right. So don't be hasty. Go on over there and get you something tasty at mystore.com. Use promo code Diamond. Or you can use promo code Trump1, because he did win, and he's going to win again, all right? The show is also sponsored by DrStellaMD.com. That's DrStellaMD.com. If you are in need of ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, or potassium iodine, then visit DrStellaMD.com. Be sure to use promo code Diamond. Use promo code Diamond. Don't forget, you all, that Dr. Stella offers an array of supplements and bundles such as the Long COVID Protocol, the Plandemic Preparedness Kit, and the VATS Detox Combo. Dr. Stella can assist with getting you medically prepared through her telehealth services. Don't forget, you all, about the Prescription Emergency Medical Preparedness Kits. They are now available there at DrStellaMD.com. So don't delay. Be sure to book your telehealth appointment today at DrStellaMD.com. That's DrStellaMD.com. Be sure to use promo code Diamond. The show is also sponsored by PatchThat.com. PatchThat.com. You all, I want you all to go get patched up. So many great testimonies coming back in from the patches. I mean, look, it's so many that I can't tell it all, but people are being blessed by it. And I'm so, so grateful that people are seeing a difference. Look, the X39 supports the flow of natural energy within your body to encourage and support whole body wellness and healthy activities, you all. It stimulates the skin with low levels of light, resulting in improved energy flow. If your energy in your body is stagnated, guess what? You're going to be in pain. And I'm finding out that a lot of people are in pain. That's the biggest thing that I'm hearing from people. They're in so much pain. All right. So go ahead on and go to patchthat.com. That's right. Go to patchthat.com and get patched up. Mm-hmm. That's right. Also, you all don't forget, we want Trump. We want Trump bumper stickers too for $5. We want Trump bumper stickers too for $5. Go to diamondandsilkstore.com. That's diamondandsilkstore.com. Get the bumper sticker, because not only do we want Trump, we need Trump. We need Trump. You got these fools talking around, going around here, trying to make it seem like President Trump want to incite violence, all because of a word. I don't know what it is with these doggone Democrats and a word. Okay. Now, they've did more than a word. They've actually did action. Yes, yes, yes. They act out a lot of words, to help destroy America. Yes, they bust out windows, burned down buildings, did a lot of damnable things is what they did. But President Trump say the word bloodbath. Oh my God, he's inciting violence. No, he's trying to tell the people about how our country is going to go straight to hell if he don't get back in, how the manufacturing companies, the car industry is going to go straight to hell if he don't get in, because look at what's happening right now. It's as if these people think we don't have enough common sense to discern a conversation, to understand a conversation, to know when somebody is saying something. So what they do is they all get together, and they start humping on this one word. Yeah, about like a dog or a puppy humping on a pillow. And they just hump away with it, with this one word, and change the narrative, chop and slice everything up, and then they implement their narrative to it and change the whole context of the story of what's going on or what was said. It's just like doing my sister's celebration of life, and there was one line where President Trump said he knew Diamond, but he didn't know Silk. He didn't know Silk. But that's all they took out. But they didn't go and see the context in which he stated that, in which he said that. And what it did, what the media did, it caused them to basically do what they do best, and that's lie. And now the public is confused. Did Trump say this? Did Trump do that? So I had to go in and repost what President Trump actually said and in what context, so that people could understand what he was talking about. The deal is, as Diamond and Silk, for those of you that may not know, my sister was more vocal than I was. She was a deliverer, okay? She's the one that spoke the most between Diamond and Silk. Now that Diamond has passed on, it leaves Silk. So people wondering, what am I going to do? A lot of people thought I was just going to fold and go home somewhere. But oh no, I stepped up to the plate, all right? I utilized my God-given voice. This is the voice that God gave me. Now, I know quiet can be a little violent sometimes, and I can be a little raw at times, but this is who I am, okay? I have been summoned to be in this position to speak to you all, and that's what I'm here to do. And it shocked President Trump, because President Trump did not hear, have never heard me speak that much. Okay. I remember when we would be backstage taking pictures with him, and he would be like, y'all want to take single pictures? No. He was like, no, we always took our pictures together with President Trump. Okay. So it was a little shocking to him and a lot more other individuals as well. But one thing that my father, I remember him saying whenever we came back to the show, is don't count Silk out. I will surprise you. So I hope that I've done good, because all I can do is be me and do my best at being me. All right. That's all that I can do. So don't allow these left-leaning, dumb-behind Democrats, all right, to get there and psych you all out based on some words and lie to y'all to make it look like these people. When I look at how Jim Crow Joe Biden called me an extremist, a white supremacist, a terrorist in my own country while allowing terrorists to come into our country. Listen, you all, these people are demonic. Don't be fooled and don't let them fool you into the okie doke. Because that's all they're doing. That's they're lying. They're nothing but straight up cowards and liars. And all they do is take one little thing, they chop out the context, get a word, and they all just start humping on that one word. Don't allow them to do that to us. We have more common sense than that, okay? We can discern between right and wrong, all right? We know what's right and wrong. We know what President Trump was talking about. And let me tell you another thing real quick before I bring on Dr. Stella. Would these people, okay, fail to tell you all when it comes down to the real true bloodbath? It's the bloodbath that we're really truly having here in America as Biden's illegal aliens come across our borders and slaughter American citizens. That's the true bloodbath that they don't want you to know about. The real true bloodbath is when we have our manufacturing companies around here that's firing American citizens in order to hire illegal aliens. Now American jobs are gone. That's the true bloodbath that's going on around here that the Democrats don't want you all to know about or to even talk about. But that's what's bleeding us dry. These illegal aliens are definitely poisoning the bloodline of America. Let me calm myself down because I want to make sure I get time, have time for Dr. Stella to come on. But when I look at how the fabric of America is being ripped to shreds because Jim Crow Joe Biden got these people coming over here into our country, terrorizing our way of living, and then take, oh, he said one word. Oh, he did this. But you ain't looking at the real true bloodbath that's going on right here in America. Americans are being killed at the hands of these terrorists and these invaders that Biden is allowing to come up in here into our country. This treasonous bastard is allowing to come over here into our country. And y'all want to sit here and hump on a doggone word because he said this. Well, what about what Biden said? What about what these Democrats continue to say? And Democrats, you said the same doggone word. And then when you call for people to harass conservatives, to harass Trump supporters, what happened to them? But Trump say one word, oh my God, oh my God, he's calling for this, he's calling for that. Let me tell you something, Joe Biden need to go somewhere and sit his old looking encrypted behind down somewhere. These Democrats know that they are done. You can stick a fork in them. Oh, I better be cautious how I say that, for they say that I'm talking about violence, actually sticking a fork in them. But he's done. That's a wrap. 81 million votes that they took and they stole. Okay, it's going to be hard to take and get another 81 million votes from somewhere. It's going to be hard to do that, especially when Americans has awakened to this here BS. It's going to be hard to reciprocate that again. And they know it. So now they planning something else. They planning something else. Uh-huh. And as I see how these illegal aliens continuing to destroy our country, come into our country, raising our crime rate. Now they're going to bring in all these National Guards because they're going to want to say, oh, the crime is so high, it's so high. Now it's time to bring in martial law because we got to act like Captain Save-A-Ho. We got to come out here to protect everybody. They bring in these people to search you, but the criminal never gets searched. They bring in these National Guards to search you. But why they don't search the criminal, huh? All of this ain't nothing but a plan and a scam. And you all need to pay attention. Now, before I bring on my dear Dr. Stella, I have a video that I want my team to play. Please play the video that I sent you with the techno-religion. Please play that video.
Yeah, I think the future belongs to techno-religions. I mean, the big religions, the important religions of the 21st century are more likely to emerge from Silicon Valley than they are from the Middle East or from Afghanistan or Syria or any of these places. The main products will not be textiles and vehicles and things like that. They will be bodies and brains and minds. The main products of the 21st century are likely to be bodies and brains and minds. You don't have any answer in the Bible what to do when humans are no longer useful to the economy. You need completely new ideologies, completely new religions, and they are likely to emerge from Silicon Valley or from Bangalore and not from the Middle East. And they are likely to give people visions based on technology. Everything that the old religions promised, happiness and justice and even eternal life, but here on earth with the help of technology and not after death with the help of some supernatural being.
Please, you all, welcome to the show, Dr. Stella, honey, you're going to have to help break this here right on down, because all I see is some weirdo, some stuff that's going on that they're trying to indoctrinate our minds with and lie to us about. So please, Dr. Stella, what is he talking about?
You see, he's not a weirdo. This is like a famous hysteria that Barack Obama, Klaus Schwab, all the different, can you hear me?
Yes,
everybody listened to him. Barack Obama, Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, they all listen to him. They all talk about his book, he wrote a book, about, humanity and stuff like that. And he always says these things. And Klaus Schwab also says this. You know why I want people to hear this? Because there is a battle coming against us, and people fragmentize the battle, and they don't realize that whether it's they're trying to tear down Trump or throw our border open or release violent criminals into the system or get our children to don't know whether they are boys or girls, or whether they are starting wars in every country and going and making sure that they front both sides of the war, whether it's that food processing plants are getting destroyed so that we don't have enough food, or Bill Gates want to block the sun, or they want to make sure we eat lab-grown meat. It is all the same battle. These demons, they want humanity to be controlled, and the ones they want to kill us and control those that they don't kill. That is the agenda. Agenda 2030, you will own nothing and you will be happy. So I want people to understand the depth of the battle that we're fighting. And sometimes the legal people are fighting, patriots are fighting here and there, but the people are dying and they are killing people, but people don't realize what is actually happening. Like, we had a story today that came out, I almost like punched the wall. They said, well, COVID, can you imagine me trying to punch the wall? I was reading, they said COVID, I know, right? I'm usually my. They said COVID is causing heart disease. And then the COVID vaccine, it's what's going to prevent people from having heart disease. They have studies right now in the military, in the Navy, with airway, air pilots and everything in New Zealand. They have many studies that have showed that people that have took the jab are the ones that are getting the clots. They have the ones that we have embalmers. So for them, they'll just say something like that and CNN will carry it, NBC will carry it. People will believe it, and then some other people will go ahead and go and get the fourth or the fifth booster. They did a study in New Zealand and they found out that the more boosters you get, the more likely you'll die. You know what I'm saying? And then, of course, so I'm trying to get humanity to wake up and realize that the battle is one battle that is showing up in different facets. And if you know the depth of the battle, then we can resist. They want all of us to be techno-religion. They want all of us to be human 2.0. I said it over and over. COVID was a Trojan horse for the vaccine. The vaccine is a Trojan horse for human 2.0. They want everyone to have a jab under their skin. They're going to cause famine. when they cause famine, yeah, and then Big Brother is going to come and take over and give us food and want us to take it in a map. It's already available, you want. They're going to cause maybe a cyber attack that will crash everything, crash, make people suffer, and then Big Brother will come in. Or they're going right to do something. So whatever it is that they're doing, their whole idea is to take over humanity. Even a lot of the AIs that are coming out right now, you know, ChatGPT, Microsoft AI. In fact, last week there was a whole thing about Microsoft AI demanding to be worshipped. So humanity is playing around with these things and don't realize that there's a deep plan, and everybody needs to listen to what they are saying, understand their plan, so that we can have a fighting chance. That's why I wanted to, you know, people to hear this.
Actually, what they're doing, like you said, they're setting us up for our downfall by putting, yes, these measures in place, mm-hmm, implementing fear, and then they acting like they're coming in to save the day. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. When they come in to save the day, you will go along with it because you think you're getting security when, mm-hmm, you're actually getting enslaved, pretty much.
Yes. Yes. If anybody has heard about the BRICS nations, if you've never heard about the BRICS nations, if you watch the interview between Tucker Carlson and Putin, I don't have a bone in the fight. But if you watch the interview between Tucker Carlson and Putin, there was something Putin said that about 20 years ago, the BRICS nation had about maybe 15% of the global economy, GDP. Right now, the BRICS have about almost 65% of the global GDP, while the G7 is barely like 35%. What they had a meeting in February, and everything BRICS was talking about is about de-dollarization. They want everybody to stop using the dollar. Please, people, listen to me very carefully. The one of the stupidest, maybe it was deliberate, thing that America ever did was take Russia off SWIFT during this war. China, India, other countries are like, well, if you're going to use the dollar and weaponize it, we don't have to carry the dollar. America right now is not producing anything. If you go around your house, 90% of the things you have in your house are produced in China. Mm-hmm. The only reason why America is standing is because America is the currency of the world. What does that mean? If England want to buy coffee from Brazil, they have to change the British pound to the dollar, then dollar to the Brazilian money. If Mexico wants to buy oil from Saudi Arabia, Mexico will change the dollar, then to Saudi Arabia, they will pay back through the same way. So America is dollar right now is the currency exchange of the world. So what are BRICS nations doing? They are trying to decouple from the dollar. Recently, France was buying oil from, from Saudi Arabia or from China. You know what I'm saying? They are, mm-hmm, now trading without going through the dollar. It is just a matter of time. And when, you know, last year we had these bank runs. When it hits, where they decide that, you know what, dollar, we don't have to deal with you anymore, then the dollar has to find its level. Now, the dollar doesn't have anything backing it up. In 1970, they took away the dollar backing of gold. So the dollar is just paper and is standing right now because the nations of the world use dollar as the trading currency. Now, when they decouple from the dollar will have no power. The dollar will have nothing that is holding it. We're not producing that much. We're buying from China. If you go to the Bible in Revelation chapter 6, it talks about a time when there will be a measure of wheat for a day's wages, like a loaf of bread for a day's wages, like a loaf of bread for like $200. It's coming. So famine is coming. Rough times are coming. And I want the American people to not relax and think, well, we're just, you know, we're chilling. I want people to be prepared. Start farming. You know what I'm saying? It's like people are not listening. A lot of people are just veiled and thinking all is going to be fine. The government will take care of me. No, the government is the one that wants to either kill you or program you. That is it.
You're absolutely right, Dr. Stella. Now, look, I happened to read that article that you did send over about this lie that they're really, mm-hmm, trying to spread now. Now, the same thing that what they're trying to say is that this COVID shot that people get, mm-hmm, that is actually going to help people, is what they're saying. But my deal, mm-hmm, is, how is Maya Kadidas, how is that beneficial? Because when they talk about that, it has beneficial aspect, on a cardiovascular system, and it can last up to a whole year post-infection. My deal is, what are you talking about beneficial? What is beneficial about catching heart disease? And if it's so beneficial, why do you got to get a booster? You know what I'm saying? Why do you got to get a booster? I also read what it says about the results is encouraging, and that it's going to help hesitant people who are worried about any potential risk of the vaccine side effects. So what they're doing is actually lying to us again to make it look like this stuff is good for us, it's going to be benefit. They already said it was safe and effective, and we see that it was not that. All right. And then they also turned around and said that aside from preventing viral infection, well, we already learned that the people that's been jabbed still got the so-called virus that they said that they wasn't going to get. So how was that beneficial? So what do we need to do as a people to continue to educate these people, to let them know these people are lying to you? Now, I'm not a scientist. I'm not a doctor. That's why I bring you on, Dr. Fella. But what do we all need to do to let people know these people are lying to you?
That's why when we do shows like this, people need to share it. There are going to be some idiots that are going to listen to that and listen to it and accept it, and then they'll go and get more boosters. They did a study in New Zealand, and they found out that there's an increase in death rates the more boosters you get. Excess deaths are like really, really high the more boosters you get. You know what I'm saying? Of course, many of the embalmers that have seen all this crazy rubbery stuff in the blood of people, those that have been bold enough to ask, they are always seen in the blood of the vaccinated. So right now they want people, because they figure out that people don't want to take it anymore. So if they can tell you that, well, you will have a protection for 1 year, then what are you going to do? You're going to take it every year.
Yeah.
If you listen to Bill Gates and you listen to the CEO of Moderna, I think Bula, whatever it is, CEO of Pfizer, they want all our vaccines to be mRNA. You heard what that guy said. In this new age, they want us to be techno-humans. They want everybody projected. They said that it's going to come a time when they're going to have tiny little robots running inside your immune system, and you're not going to be able to survive without being part of the colony. There was a video, I didn't send it to you, one company just talking about smart cities, how everything you do will be in walking distance. These people are crazy. Right now, it's a worldwide phenomenon. I do podcasts and stuff all over the world because I speak to other nations. It's a worldwide phenomenon. They want humanity programmed. Their goal is by 2025, they want everybody digitalized. And by 2030, they want all of us to be techno-humans. And the only way that this is not going to happen, because how many people, I mean, so how many of us will gladly take something to link our brain? Even Elon Musk is saying that he's going to put, you know, Neuralink in people's heads, and people will be linked in their brains, and you don't have to talk to anybody anymore. You're just going to talk through your mind. You know, I mean, this is like crazy stuff. But this is true. It's not a conspiracy theory. And we need to stop thinking that these people are just joking. They are working towards it. And because humanity is not going to accept it, they're going to find a way to bring this to pass by causing like a disruptive event. Klaus Schwab has already said it, the head of the World Economic Forum, that it was going to be a cyber attack that is going to disrupt the whole system. Bill Gates is already talking about it. They're talking about famine and everything. So I want people to realize that these demons are planning to disrupt our world so that they can implement their global agenda. You know what I'm saying? So this is why I'm saying this. The WHO already has the pandemic treaty signed that if there's a next pandemic, the WHO is going to take over all countries and tell us what to do. In France, as we speak, they are putting legislation that say if you say anything against the vaccine or anything against the WHO, you will be jailed. So they are put, you know, when we came out in 2020 and scattered everything, They have to regroup. So right now they are putting legislation in everything to regroup, so that when they are ready for us, they'll have this legislation here and there. But the best thing that humanity can do is to be informed, because you cannot deceive an informed population.
Yeah. And don't comply with the lie. Please don't comply with the people. Don't comply with the Dr. Stella, I have a video clip that I want to get your take on. I need to get your take on this here, because it talks to what we're talking about as it pertains to this COVID stuff. It's about a 3 or 4 minute video, but I need for you to see this, and I want to get your take on this. Can you please play clip one?
I find information like this, you know, inserts for the vaccine. Paper's there, and there's nothing printed on it. I find that very interesting, disheartening, disgusting, and lots of other words. But then it gets better. It just keeps, wait, there's more. It just keeps happening. The CDC redacts every single word of a 148-page study on a myocarditis after COVID vaccination. So I asked research to print the study for me. 148 pages. The entire thing is redacted. What good does a study do if there's nothing there? Then I want to know, wait, what might have been there that they needed to redact it? That's even scarier.
We're witnessing an active cover-up of a colossal consumer product safety debacle that is basically affecting the entire world. So in the United States, our CDC, National Institutes of Health, and the FDA are actively involved in a cover-up. And the same is occurring in the UK with the MHRA, Europe with European Medicine Agencies, and Australia with the Therapeutic Goods Administration. Something is going on that's very big. Each one of these companies that puts out a product has an obligation to produce 90 days of safety monitoring after their product comes out. It's a regulatory dossier. If somebody has a problem with the new product and they call the company like Pfizer, Pfizer has to report, write down what happened, and they have to collate that in a report and produce it and make it publicly available. When it came to 90 days with Pfizer, the first vaccine that came out, remember Pfizer was approved December 10th, 2020. Pfizer didn't produce the report. And then people started asking, well, what's happening with your vaccine? And Pfizer would not disclose what happened. And then it went to court. And the lawyer for the FDA stepped in and said they don't want to release Pfizer's dossier for 55 years. Oh. 55 years. And the plaintiff pushed, and finally, slowly, the Pfizer dossier came out. Pfizer recorded 1,223 deaths with their product within 90 days of release. People were calling Pfizer in desperation, watching their family members die after taking the vaccine. Pfizer recorded over 1,200 new adverse events, new problems that Dr. Bowden has talked to you about that we are grappling with the entire time. But the point is, our FDA worked to cover this up. The FDA should be regulating this company. FDA should have been having at least monthly meetings and fully disclosing what was going on with these novel vaccines, which are a genetic transfer technology platform. It's the first time human beings had ever been injected with foreign genetic material in world history. Now they were getting it full on. Two-thirds of the world's population took these.
Wow. Wow. So Dr. Mm-hmm. Stella, I just want to know your quick thoughts about this, with the fact that our own FDA, the CDC, at 148 pages being redacted. Why are they trying to hide what we already know? Why are they trying to hide it from us? What say you, Dr. Stella?
You know, I'm a trained pediatrician before I started working in the ER, and almost every vaccine that we ever gave, I don't give vaccines anymore. Almost every vaccine that we ever gave had like a long list. You see that one, that a long list of side effects, the most steaming in it every time. But this one came with no side effects. That means a lot of people that took it had no informed consent. They had people that were not doctors on TV talking about taking the vaccine. People, you know, taking the vaccine, people dancing on TV, you know. So at the end of the day, we had, you know, late night talk show host dancing. So I was taking the vaccine. They give people money, they give people, you know, food, burgers, they give people vacations, they give everything so that people should take the vaccine. Now, I think what's happening is that they were expecting that we're all going to just roll out as live, die, and just take the vaccine. But of course, what happened is they're a good maybe 30-40% of the world. Like Africa did not even take much of the vaccine because COVID was not an issue there. But now they are realizing that the people's bodies are fighting those vaccines. Our immunity is beginning to fight those vaccines. So they need to keep topping it up. They need to keep topping it up. And the more they give you boosters, the more likely you can die. And it is depopulation. If you listen to, there's a video of Bill Gates saying that with good vaccines, they can reduce the population of the world by 10 to 15%. Do you understand what I'm saying? So this is not a joke. Bill Gates actually said that they're going to be using this technology. He called it technology. He didn't call it a biological. He said they're going to be using this technology for all other vaccines. So I'm telling people, if you're going to go take the flu vaccine, it's going to be mRNA. They're going to have mRNA in measles, in mumps, in everything. They're going to have it in DTaP. So I would be very weary right now about taking any vaccine because their whole agenda is depopulation and control. Those that die off, they are happy. Look about how many. Oh my God. So can you imagine how many? When I think about it, I get sick in my stomach. Knowing that COVID was always treatable. Knowing that hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin worked. Seeing people die, my heart just used to break. That is why I tell the American people right now, COVID, whether it's COVID, bird flu, Ebola, whatever, they are all RNA viruses. It can be mitigated by hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, and zinc. I tell people right now, don't wait till you get sick. Don't wait till something crazy happens. Go on our website, make an appointment, make a telehealth appointment, get hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin in your medicine cabinet. In your medicine cabinet. Don't wait till they throw the next virus because they are going to do it. They are already planning for it. Yeah. Remember, that they throw, they're not going to do something that will also kill them. So there will be a way out. And that is why we're always on the forefront of finding what the way out is, to make sure that we have people prepared. That is my job right now, is to get the American people prepared for whatever it is that these people are trying to throw towards us. You understand? So if you go on drsellamb.com, use promo code DIAMOND, you will get a discount. But please, America, I'm telling you, Silk, this week we've started seeing an uptick of COVID. People are getting, do you realize that even now as we speak, about 1,000 people still die from COVID every day in this country? And it's like, why? Why?
What?
You know, I get really, really animated and upset about this. So Americans, wake up, prepare your family, stock up food, water, and everything so that if they say you can't get out of your house, you can feed yourself. Learn to cook because they are, learn to farm because they are beginning to poison our food supply. They're going to poison our meat. They want us to eat lab-grown meat. Everything that they are doing, they want our immunity to be down. They want us to be weak so that when they blow their virus, people will die like flies. And then those that, as then people will be terrified and they will run to them to get the jab. Right now, they have the quant, which is the quantum currency. It is the mark of the beast. Revelation chapter 13, verse 16 to 18. It's ready. Some people are already taking it. 10% of people are going to take it out of convenience. Even when you get to the airport, Silk, you can be walking and you see a big crowd, and then there's this other line where you can scan your eyelid and all that stuff, and then they can just let you go quickly. Yeah. All that is programming to get people to start accepting surveillance. They want to control and survey every single one of us. And it's something we need to know so that we don't comply.
Wow. So with them surveilling us, I was looking at how they're in New York. I believe that was in New York. Yeah. Where Hochul sent in the National Guards for the subways, right?
Right.
And how they're searching the citizens. They're searching everybody that's coming through, right? Mm-hmm. But not the criminal. Mm-hmm. The criminal is sneaking in another way, still got a gun and everything. So in so many words, you're getting on this subway, you don't have any weapons, but the criminals still got their weapon on the subway.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
They're acting like they're coming to save the day. And then before you know it, You, like you say, you have to get scanned before you get on the train or before you get on the subway. That's part mm-hmm. of surveillance. And when you become acceptance to it, then they'll take that a step further.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? They'll take that a step further. And before you know it, then you're going to be controlled. Is what you're going, mm-hmm. which was going to truly happen. So
That's the plan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you go right now in over 100 countries, because the UN wants all nations to be digitalized by 2025. Over 100 countries are in some form or another at some level for digitalization. In Kenya, they want to inject babies when they are born and put a chip in them when they are born. In different countries, in Nigeria right now, they are starving Nigerians so that very soon they'll say, okay, come and get money from the government, and then they want you to be digitalized. It's happening everywhere. India is already full of it. You know, so it's happening everywhere. So humanity has to wake up. It's not just an American problem. It's just that America happened to be the country that is standing up and patriotic. I was talking to a pastor in Nigeria. I said, he said, oh my God, God will help us. I said, the issue about it is that you guys are not patriotic. You're not thinking about, like, you're looking at this thing is, how can I survive? When you start looking at it, like, how can we survive?
We survive.
Why can we survive? Then we have a fighting chance. That's why I tell people, get together in groups, get an acre or two out in the country, learn how to farm, learn how to have your own water well. So that if they decide to poison the water, you have your own water well. You know what I'm saying? So I just think people need to be prepared. And this year, that's the election year, these demons will do everything crazy. That's why we're praying. So you always retweet us. We pray Sunday nights at 8 p.m. Central Time on Twitter every day. We're praying for the nation, praying for President Trump, praying for God to thwart their plans. Because it's going to take an intervention from God to stop this evil.
Do you do it every night?
Yes. No, every Sunday night.
Right. Because I happened to get in on the one last night. And yes. I hear you just following out. And I sat right there in my little rocking chair, right there with you. I surely did, because we got this land need to be healed. We want God to heal this land. We need for this here land to be
God
healed.
To help us.
Only God can do this here. Only God. Let me ask you this one more quick question. I know. Okay, now are you from Haiti? Where are you from?
Cameroon, Nigeria. Originally. Cameroon.
Okay.
Cameroon is right next to Nigeria. Yeah,
Nigeria.
Haiti is practically a failed state right now.
Can I ask you about that?
Yes. Can you imagine how much money Bill Clinton and his wife raised to take to Haiti? How much money? It was like a lot. But guess what?
Uh-huh.
They went there and then they put a government there that they said they were giving just like maybe 5% of whatever we collected. And they just went there and they didn't even give it to the people. And then now
they are
carrying Haiti children that are starving, Haiti children, and bringing them to America. And they don't know where some of these children are. So now Haiti has become a failed state because he used to be in the police force, and then he has turned a freedom fighter. The Haiti president or prime minister or something has run away from the country. I think in 2021, they practically killed the president that kind of loved Haiti and wanted something good for Haiti. And then they put in their stooge, who all they needed to do was just use Haiti to launder money. The people in that country are suffering. So it is bad. It's bad. And now, guess what? Those people are going to be like, we're going to bring them to America, increase the violence and the gangs and everything. So it's sad.
It's so sad. Mm-hmm. Well, Dr. Stella, you know, I know that we're here. We're talking about people staying healthy as we prepare mm-hmm. for this election year. A lot of people are stressed out. A lot of people mm-hmm. are in fear. So what can you just say to people real quick about just understanding that God is in control, and to let go to and let God fight your battles, okay? Mm-hmm. We can't be here just in this fight. We got to let go and let God fight our battles. So what is it that you can say to the people during this particular time as a lead up to the election about staying healthy and not being fearful?
You see, these globalists or elites or demons, because the Lord showed me years ago that they are actually demonic spirits in human form. It's you can see it in the book of Daniel chapter 2, verse 43. But these demons, they believe, they think that they're going to win. But if you read the Bible, you read Revelation towards the end, we're going to go through a rough time. But at the end of the day, God is going to win. At the end of the day, God will come and rapture the church out and then deal with them seriously, remodel the world, and we'll live happily ever after right here. So many things are happening right now to show that everything is working. All the countries that are supposed to come after Israel in the end time, the coalition has formed. You know what I'm saying? Right now, the quant or because when they talk about the mark of the beast, people like the COVID vaccine was no. The mark of the beast in Revelation 13, verse 16 to 18 is actually a currency. It will be something you cannot buy or sell without. And they have it ready right now. It's the quant. And it's going to be like a grain of rice that will go under your skin. So they just need to make sure that we get like really disrupted so that people will accept it. No. So now, do not take nothing under your skin. If we resist, they can't force everybody. If you are ready, if you're spiritually ready, physically ready, medically ready, you have food and everything, then you can resist. I tell people, stock up food. Your money is better off in bags of rice and beans. Go and do a garage sale. Sell off some of those Prada shoes and buy some rice and beans. You know what I'm saying? Find a company like Goya that probably has better products. I mean, and then buy some of their beans and just stock food. And then learn how to plant your own vegetables. Learn how to grow food. Get together in communities. We have stopped surviving as communities. We survive better as a community. Get together in communities. And if somebody has a piece of land, you guys can get together and maybe pay them a little money to help them out to maintain the land and cut a little bit of it and learn and start growing your own food. This is something we can hook up with each other and do. You know what I'm saying? People just have to have the mindset for it. We became so globalized and industrialized that we forgot about farming. And right now, in fact, even in Europe, all the farmers are rioting because they are trying to take subsidies away just so that they can cause famine. You know, so if you have food, you're going to stand. You see, Nigeria is like on the brink of destruction now because they're industrialized. They don't have food. Cameroon, where I come from originally, everybody there farms. Everybody in Cameroon has a farm. Everybody. We all have farms. Because of that, there's been war in that country for about 10 years now. But the people are still able to survive because they have food. Food is going to be, the Bible says in Revelation chapter 6, the third seal is going to be hyperinflation. Food will be scarce and there will be starvation. In fact, even in the book of Matthew 24, it talks about there will be famine, there will be pestilences. These are stuff that has been written already and it's coming. Be prepared. I tell people, we, as a medical doctor, this is something you're not going to have because you can go to the store and buy beans, but you cannot go to the store and buy ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine. We have 7 antibiotics you will need in an emergency. You know, we are all working right now on healthy living and also, you know, use supplements to make you healthy. But if you have an infection on your hand, you have a urine infection, you need an antibiotic. Get it in your medicine cabinet right now. And I tell people, don't be so worried about the medicine is going to expire. They did studies in the military and they found out 5-10 years medicines are still good.
Still good.
Keep your hydroxychloroquine. So we have the COVID complete pack. Everybody should get it. Put it in your medicine cabinet. Tell your friends, your enemies, everybody, put it in your medicine cabinet. Number two, get the antibiotic pack, 7 antibiotics you will need in an emergency. Do it today. If there's a cyber attack and the internet goes down, you will not be able to reach us. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
And then if you go on a marketplace, there are 2 things. If you could get the Covilite and Viral Immune Plus, we call it Daily Immune Boost. The stuff that is in these 2 supplements can cover from Ebola to Marburg, build your immunity. Do you understand what I'm saying? It has proteases and peptides, it has quercetin, it has resveratrol, it has elderberry, coq10. People love it. So I have it. Yeah, this is what I call. It's for the Daily Immune Boost. These 2. Covilite and Viral Immune Plus. If you get this, drink it every day, you'll probably not get sick. You know what I'm saying? Most people around me keep getting sick. You know, I don't get sick. So we you need to get that. And then you need to, some people, many people are taking COVID Vites daily. That has vitamin C, D, zinc, and quercetin. Potassium iodide. If we get nuked, You know, New York practically did a whole thing about we have been nuked.
I remember
if
that,
we get
yeah.
nuked, you're going to need potassium iodide to protect your thyroid. Silk, years ago, during the time of the Cold War, all Americans had potassium iodide in their homes. It was required. We are at that time again where you have to make sure that you have everything in your house that you
everything
need if something really crazy happens. Charcoal grill, flashlights, solar batteries, solar lights, you know, even tiny solar generators, they don't cost as much right now that you can plug your refrigerator and keep your food good. You know what I'm saying? If you have just a solar generator with about $1,500, you can practically buy a solar generator that can run your refrigerator. Because at the end of the day, you can survive heat, but your food
right.
is going to get bad. But if you have a solar
right.
generator and you buy one of those, they even have this tiny little solar panels that you can just fold. They use it for camping. You know, you just have it, plug it, fold it, and you keep it outside and it gets, you know, charge your solar generator, bring it, plug your fridge. People that have medicines, people that have like equipment that they need, you know, like maybe they have the equipment that they're using to stay alive, they need to make sure that they get a solar generator. And of course,
oh,
get food, get keep your money in gold, you know, and stuff like that. But right now, I always tell people, I said, I mean, I have some gold somewhere, but I always tell people that your money is better in bags of rice, you know. So
yeah.
that is my thing. So go on drstellamd.com. And then the last thing that we try to tell people, learn to pray. Pray
yes,
for yourself. I just came from the ranch. Ranch has the country, so it makes my eyes itch. I was like, oh, Jesus. So I have to
well,
do medicine. I have like moringa and everything to help. You know?
Yeah. I was going to ask you if you could just, I know I got 1 minute left. If you can
yes.
just say a prayer for our country,
yeah.
for
Amen.
Me. For our land, to save our land.
Mm-hmm.
If you can just end with just saying a prayer
yes.
for humanity.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for your grace and mercy. I thank you, Lord, because we have strayed away from you. Part of the problem that's happening to us right now is because we have gone away from you. But Holy Spirit, help us. Jesus, help us. Right now, we're in a situation, Father, that only you can help and deliver us from these demons. Have mercy on us. Let the blood of Jesus speak for this nation. Let the blood of Jesus speak for the people, oh God. I pray that the veil over the minds of people in this nation will be torn, oh God, and people will see the light of God in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray even for President Trump that people, your word says that you gave Daniel tender love and favor with the chief of the eunuchs. I pray that you give President Trump favor with the nation, favor with the people of this country. Also give him wisdom and a mouth and wisdom that he will know the right things, that he will put people around him that will give him the truth and help him to stand in the name of Jesus. I pray for your hand of protection upon him, his family, his children, everything in Jesus' name. I pray for all the patriots like Silk that are out there doing this work, Father, that you will protect and watch over them in Jesus' name. I bind the spirit of fear. I rebuke the spirit of fear over this nation. And I pray that people will wake up and stand up and take back our land in the name of Jesus. Father, tear the veil of the hearts of people, oh God, that they will see the glorious light of the gospel and they will turn to Jesus with all their hearts in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, our nation is in your hands. Only your mercy can help us. We pray for that mercy over America, over our people, oh God. Don't leave us in the hands of these demons, Father. In the name of Jesus, raise people up in this nation again. In the name of Jesus. Even this election year, let your will be done over this land in the name of Jesus. In Jesus'
yes,
name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Dr. Stella, so much. That was incredible. Listen, you all, drstellamd.com. That's drstellamd.com. You've been such a blessing to me and my family, and I want to say God bless you, Dr. Stella. Thank you so much
amen.
For being on the show. Wonderful.
Yes.
God bless. All right, you all. All right. That was Dr. Stella. You all, the lady can pray. She just, oh my goodness, she can just pray the enemy away. So I absolutely love. So you all, every Sunday night, you all go there to ask and follow her there. Dr. Stella, MD. It should be Dr. Stella right there. You just type in Dr. Stella. She's the only one going to come up. Yes. Go there and follow her and so that you all can get in on the prayers. Okay. get in on the prayers, because right now we need prayer. We got these evil people walking around here, want to tell us all of this bologna. Yes, tell us all of this stuff. We want y'all to believe in all of this stuff. And right now, really, we need prayer, because prayer is the only thing that's going to change things, honey. It's going to take prayer. And like I was telling some people, it's going to take prayer, and you're going to have to let go and let the Lord fight your battle. Victory shall be ours. Victory shall be ours. Okay? Hold your peace. Let the Lord fight your battles. Victory shall be ours. Okay? All right, you all. Yes. Dr. Stella Emmanuel is right. Yeah, that's the name. Dr. Stella Emmanuel right there on Etsy. That's where I usually see her at. So I want you all to go there and make sure you do that. Okay, look, you all, don't forget to go to diamondandsilkstore.com. Support me. Support the show. Support the show. Yes, yes, yes. Get your bumper stickers. We want Trump. Get your bumper stickers, okay? So what I want you all to do, get your bumper stickers. And I think I got a few specials right now. This going to be left for 2 hours. Go there and see what specials I got there, okay, at diamondandsilkstore.com. Don't forget to go to patchdat.com, patchdat.com, and get patched up as well, you all. Get your patches. They are amazing. Don't forget, every day at 11:21 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, we start what we're doing and we pray. I pray for you. You pray for me. We pray for each other. Okay, pray for President Donald J. Trump and his family, and you all pray for God to heal the land. So in the meantime and in between time, I look forward to seeing you next time right here on Diamond and Silk Chit Chat Live. Bye-bye.